Hello, 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 and welcome to the Grant Writing and Funding Podcast, where we help passionate people create stable income with flexible schedules by getting ideal nonprofit clients with the best grant writing and nonprofit sales strategies in the industry. My name is Holly Rustick, and I went from working 50 plus hours per week as a grant writer inside a nonprofit, living paycheck to paycheck, to opening my own freelance grant writing business and only working part-time hours, earning more than I ever had before. Inside our programs, the Freelance Grant Writer Academy and the Grant Professional Mentorship, I have helped more than 100 changemakers get out of toxic 9-to-5 jobs and replace their full-time incomes while working part-time as a grant writer from home and around the world, simply by learning how to write grants through our grants writing formula and implementing our unique approach to nonprofit sales. Join these aspiring and seasoned grant writers so you too can secure ideal nonprofit clients with cause areas that you fully believe in, get them massive funding, and be able to set your own schedule and revenue goals. Be sure to join our weekly email newsletter, the Freelance Grant Writer Hub Haven, where you get stress-free nuggets on the financial stability components and skills of being a freelance grant writer. Plus, you get updates about the Freelance Grant Writer Academy. Just go to grantwritingandfunding.com to subscribe. And now let's get ready for the most bold, empowering, and approachable coaching and conversations you've ever heard. Let's create a higher standard of stability, freedom, and legacy together. Hello, hello, hello. It's Holly Rustick here with Grant Writing and Funding, and welcome to the Grant Writing and Funding Podcast. And today on the show, I have Elena Michaels, who is the owner of Refont Ventures, which provides grant writing for regenerative agricultural nonprofits. And Elena's been on the podcast before, so I will definitely have a link in the show notes, and that's going to be grantwritingandfunding.com/248. Or if you're on your podcast player now and you want to quickly scroll down to that episode, it's 248. But we'll go ahead and link today's show notes is grantwritingandfunding.com/315. So we'll have both links today at 315. But if you're on your podcast player, like I mentioned, and you're like, oh my gosh, I really love this podcast today, I love listening to Elena, you can definitely check her out at 248 as well. So Elena Michael, as I mentioned, she is CEO and founder of Refont Ventures, a grant writing consultancy focused on accelerating regenerative agriculture. Today, she shares her amazing success in becoming a grant writer, and she's been a part of the Grant Professional Mentorship. It's been a great honor to work with her on growing her business, where now she actually has grant writers that work for her, as far as like contractors, and she's able to build her business out. And we were mentioning, you're going to hear it today, is she can get a 747% ROI, return on investments, for nonprofits that she works with because she's so specific. So some of you out there are like, Holly, if we niche down, won't that like reduce our ability to serve nonprofits? No. Elena's been able to really dive down and niche down into what she has an education background in, what she's passionate about, and she is able to get even more clients and more results because she's so focused in her space, right? Where she finds her clients, where? It's at conferences that touching on regenerative agriculture, right, and farming and that sort of thing. So she's easily able to find clients, and they're able to easily find her because when they're looking for grants and they're seeing people that just generally write grants, but then they see her website and it's very specifically geared towards farmers and agriculture, then they're like, you are my person. And she's able to show like she's been able to win all these grants, $1.3 million in grants alone just in 1 year. Right, for these specific grant programs that deal with specifically regenerative agriculture. Really, really cool. So we're going to be talking today about her business as well as how she can serve nonprofits. So whether you're a freelance grant writer, a grant professional, or a nonprofit that may be in the space of farming or agriculture, regenerative agriculture specifically, tune in today. Take some notes. This is really good. She's also going to share how the Grant Professional Mentorship has really supported her on her grant writing agency journey, right? On hiring someone, on building it out, on securing more clients, all of that. So if you want to join the Grant Professional Mentorship wait list, please go to grantwritingandfunding.com/315 today. If you've already been writing grants for a while and you're just at that stage where you're like, I can't take on any more clients without maybe hiring someone. That's the stage that you might be at, right? And we want to help you get there. If you're completely new to grant writing, you're a seasoned grant writer, but you've never really opened a business and you want more support just on starting your freelance grant writing journey, that's more of the Freelance Grant Writer Academy. So we'll have both links there. So really look and think about, what do I need in my business? Do I want to scale my business and I already have a business developed? Or do I want to really start and grow one and get all my systems in place? That's more of the academy. So we're really going to talk about the beauty of niching down and creating newsletters and all of that and focusing on your specific niche. This is such a good podcast. There's going to be such a great takeaway for you today. So let's go ahead and get into it. Once again, all of the show notes with the links to contact Elena and to find out more about our programs, definitely go to grantwritingandfunding.com/315. And while you're there, join our Hub Haven email newsletter series. You are definitely going to want to get on that so you're alerted to all the podcasts that are dropped every single week. And our Hub Haven, our stress-free nuggets that comes out every Thursday. We have such value in that newsletter that people just join just to get that. All right, so here's Elena. So welcome, Elena. Thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having me back, Holly. It's a pleasure.
Yes, and you're back, as you mentioned. So we'll definitely have the other, we talked about niches before in the business when you were on last time. So you're definitely going to want to tune in and catch that podcast. We'll have it in the show notes as a link as well, because that was such a great podcast. I got so many questions on that one too about, wow, very interesting business and that you've really gotten into the niches and have grown your business from your movement, right? That you're really passionate about. So can you talk about your business real quick before we get into?
Yeah, exactly. And then we'll kind of, maybe we're just talking about kind of creating my own sort of portion of the movement. So it's definitely evolving. Well, so yes, we are Grant Writing Consultancy, Refont Ventures, and we are accelerating regenerative agriculture through grant writing and funding. That is a mouthful to people who may not understand regenerative agriculture, number one, and grant writing, number two. So in a recent pitch that I did, talking about regenerative agriculture is essentially this idea that just sustaining the systems that are no longer serving us in food and finance is just not enough. We need to repair these systems. We need to redesign them. I am fully on board with this, and I have been since school, since learning about holistic management, since being involved in agriculture and courses in college, and then working with farmers and ranchers in some of my first full-time positions. So yes, we are at this point where we need to redesign the systems that aren't serving us in the way that we need them to. And there's a lot of funding out there for just that. And the people that are on the ground doing the hard work of this, they need help because they're busy doing the work. And especially farmers and ranchers, like, they don't have the time to be writing grants. So that's really the heart and the idea of the where this business concept came out of. And also I have a background in athletics. I'm can't see me on the podcast, but I'm wearing my Cal Poly track and field shirt. And I ran track. And so nutrition and food, those are just very important to me, especially when you're raised in an athletic background. You're intimately connected with food. You know how you feel when you have food that is healthy and grown in a way that is healthy, and you know how you feel when you have food that is not that way. So that's kind of my personal tie to it as well. In working with kids outdoors through outdoor education, you just see the mental benefits for them growing up being connected to the land and animals. So I've done a little bit of that. And so there's that aspect as well that lends to it, for sure.
I love that. And, you know, even here in Guam, there's a big movement as far as food security and growing food locally is a political movement as well, because of colonization of very many different governments. And so the most recent, of course, America right here in Guam, as far as like that as a political statement. And it was really interesting to me because I'm like, and even in COVID, we saw that dramatically because shipments kind of shut down and people started gardening again and getting the roots, right, of like food security. So I'm with you, like the way we've been doing things just in the industrial nations really does need to change, right, as far as not just to be sustainable, but to really get back to what works, right? So it's also a climate change political movement as well, I imagine.
And that's a lot of the big discussion is just through farming in a better way that happens to take care of our bodies better. It also happens to take care of the soil.
But I love what you do because this is your passion. It's also the skills that you learn in school. And while you're in school and like, you know, in the start of farming and going out and doing research projects and all of that, like grant writing wasn't like at the forefront of your mind, right? It kind of came as a byproduct because you're like, we need money to get this project done. And then you kind of into it, right? Is that kind of,
a little bit. I think it started like getting a foot in the door with the NRCS because I was contracted with a nonprofit organization and working with the USDA's NRCS office staff. So it's like, okay, I kind of understand a little bit of how this works and the wheels get turning and you're like, I can see how this could serve people better, how we could, there's more funding opportunities than just what they can offer. And so, yeah, it didn't really even start with like me thinking that grants was an avenue. It just kind of starts, this is where you're put in life and this is where you're at, and you're like, wow, I can do this in a way that helps people better than it currently is. So
I love it, and I love that you came in and were like, we need money to meet the mission, right? And because I mean, I'm sure you let, and I know you love being in the field still as well, but you're also like, I, because of my skills now in grant writing, I can actually move this movement. Like there, I can have a little bit more impact with this, what I'm doing now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That's also another thing too. When you think about just being a business owner, like you can direct the way the company goes, but it's the same as with like grant writing. You can direct the way that the money's flowing or where it's flowing towards. I've been learning a lot about investors and VC, venture capital as well, because it's very similar. They're collecting funding from investors to be able to direct that to where they want to go. And so I'm just doing that through a different route, essentially.
Yeah, and helping. So let's talk about your business then and the impact that it's had on regenerative agriculture, because in the last year, you're sharing in the green room before we started, you're basically up to about 1.3 million in just 1 year that you've been able to raise for these nonprofits. And you've been working in the mentorship throughout the last year, getting feedback and coaching and moving forward. And we've been celebrating you as you've been doing this. So can you talk about like, wow, that's a huge impact, right?
Yeah. So today is kind of going to be like the Uber win of the year, because Holly always introduces all of our mentorship calls with, what are your wins? So today I'm just going to give you a download of all of them, because we have Thanksgiving coming up this week and tis the season. So So I've kind of listed each of them, and Holly, feel free to like stop me throughout and we can dive in deeper. First off, the 1.3 million since we began this, about 2 years ago to date, I started Refont Ventures, and we've been able to serve at least six different clients, kind of on a long-term basis, but one larger retainer client through that. And on average, seeing a 747% ROI for our clients. And when I've sat down with business coaches before, they look at me, they're like, are you sure you did that calculation right? I am very sure that I did the calculation correct. And so it's just astounding. It really is a testament to what having thought through, experienced grant writing can bring. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't even show everything, as Holly talks a lot about with new startup freelance grant writing businesses. That's not the end of the story when you aren't awarded a grant, or even when you are, that you still have that asset of the grant application, the marketing content, the partnerships that you've developed. So that's not even the end of it. We started our newsletter about a year ago. So that's been really exciting. I love that because, from my grandparents or whatnot, I can hear they're like, oh, I saw what you were up to. That's really great. I'm like, I'm glad someone's reading it.
Oh, I love it. Even building your list, though, right?
Yeah. It's always helpful to hear that the stuff that I'm putting out in the world, I don't have to re-explain it to everyone. And take it or leave it, whatever people are reading from that, they can know what we're doing, and I can always utilize that, all those subscribers, and help to create a community. So we have some ideas on what we're going to do from there with that.
In your newsletter then, so for those of you who are like, ooh, I'm really interested in what Elena's been talking about, as far as regenerative agriculture and this movement, like in your newsletter too, you send out things about that. Like that's what you're telling them about, grants in that area, right? All the different things going on. Like, so if people want to get on that, they can definitely go to your website and jump on. We'll have the links and everything.
Yes. So it is the Return to the Land newsletter on Substack, and really have been loving the Substack platform, so much more that we can do with that. And but now it's just been a really great way to, we've got our GWAS and grants we are watching is what that stands for. And we share our wins with our clients and grants that they've been awarded. And also kind of a lot of these things of just why it can be so helpful to hire a grant writer in helping you increase your chances and all of those benefits that come with it. So,
yeah. And then when you have webinars, because I know you've done webinars and you've done it with other people in the mentor, you can let them know, like, it's coming up, right?
So giving people a heads up on things that are upcoming. So the newsletter has been a lot of fun to put together. Other things are just kind of implementing the systems. Ultimately, when I started, one of the eye-opening moments of you have the ups and downs with business, and I was kind of in one of the lows, and I sat in on a talk, and the speaker was saying, well, ultimately what we're doing with businesses, we're trying to create something that we can hand over and potentially sell if that's what we want to do. And I just hadn't thought of it that way before. And so I think that really helped me to keep up the good fight and see, okay, we got to keep up with this for the long haul, because there's a lot of systems that need to be created. And that happens from learning, from experience. Those systems are possibly changing and evolving, and just learning how to do that and seeking advice on that. So we've got some things started for sure.
Creating legacy with your business, right?
Yeah. One of those has been the sales funnel. So we recently created an application for our funding development accelerator. And so people that are seeking to do some long-term funding development can then fill out that application. And that's a lot of these beginning questions for grant readiness questions, like, are you ready to do this for the long haul? It doesn't make sense for you to work with us, or do you have all your ducks in a row before we get started? Because we want to make the most of your time and our time, and really making sure that you've got those easy things checked off, the boxes checked off, so that we can hit the ground running when we start working together. And just having that set in stone as a way to get the conversation started, and not have to go through a bunch of calls and setting up meetings. So little things like that been good to have.
I love that.
Make sure people know, like, what they're looking, what it is exactly that we do as well. So it's been a little bit of learning with that too, for sure. I've had some people that go on it and they think that we are, like, giving venture capital. I'm like, okay, I got to clarify here. This is a grant, grant funding accelerator program. Interesting the things that come up when you maybe see it through another lens, but part of the learning process.
I love that, and that helps create clarity. And because you also work primarily on retainer contracts, right? So that's also something that is good for them to know, right? Like, okay, you're gonna work with us, this is how we work, like, you know. I really like that setup.
And there is so much to that process of, it's not just, someone can't say, I want you to write a grant for me. Like, yes, maybe you're familiar, they're in your community, you understand the community, like, yeah, let's write this grant. But there's so much context to learn about an organization. So it really makes sense if you can have more than one grant that they want to do, or if it's going to be one large grant, we need to start building this relationship with you, with your partners. And so, a retainer makes more sense if we're going to do it well.
And 100%, like, grants aren't, every grant you submit, like, for any grant writer, like, they're not all awarded, like, you know, the more you write. But so if it's statistically too, if you can work longer with somebody, the ability to reach the goal that they're hiring you to reach, you're going to have a better, better probability of meeting it, right? So more time to work with them.
And it's not just writing the grant, it's like honing in on their programs as well. And a lot of people are like, oh, we have all these ideas, this is what we want to do, this is what we want to do. And we say, okay, we can learn one of these things. And it's the same way that the grant reviewer is going to be like, we can only really understand if you're talking about one program to us on this. Otherwise, if you're all over the place, they're probably going to say no to that application.
So you've been getting experience in that as well, and grant review.
And thanks to you, like, that's definitely something that you don't think about, but kind of backwards engineering it to see from the other side of the proposal process. I agree 100% now, having been on the other side, it has helped me see through it a new lens. For sure.
Increase your grant writing skills, like any skills increase, because you're like, I got to put a lot of the flowers down or whatever, right? And what is the process and how do they feel and what is the human experience of being a grant reviewer? Really help, right?
Because they're humans on the back end. I don't know if we're gonna have AI reviewing grants yet. They're gonna be humans for quite a while. So
they'll probably be a level at some point. And I know there has been, like, the waiting things have really thrown people off before in the past as well. That hasn't always worked out so well. But there's definitely always gonna have to be a human, like, saying, you know, looking at it, this is money that they're giving out to a cause and maybe a movement that they're really passionate about. So they want to see it and they're interested.
For sure. And then I would say the other thing too has been just being able to go and reach out to local programs for small businesses, local programs that have been able to help me a conference. I just recently went to a conference. And so getting more confident for myself in talking to people about my business, that's been something I've been able to do. And I gave my first pitch presentation this year. Let's see, that was October, I believe. So that was really exciting. And I got so much good feedback on that and helped me to solidify or clarify how to connect with an audience that doesn't quite understand or grasp these big words, regenerative agriculture, grant writing. And ultimately, it comes down to we are what we eat. We food is us,
yeah.
what I like to say. So that's how we really all can connect to this and how it matters to everybody. And so giving my pitch presentation was important. So many people came up to me after, how can I connect with local regenerative producers? How can I start supporting local farms as a chef? And I love those conversations. So trying to get people on the same page and connected. I'm a big connector. So
and I love how, like, with your movement, with anyone who does grant writing and they niche down into a specific area and they develop a unique industry concept, we talk about that in the mentorship, right? And connect with this movement. It's like in any movement that may be that they're passionate about, in any cause area, how you've really been able to take that and then it helps you identify, like, oh, this is the kind of conference I want to go to. Right? It's not just like a generic nonprofit conference. Like, what was the conference that you went to? It was
So specifically just went to the Women Transforming Food and Finance conference, and just not something I would have known about before starting this business. Usually I went to rangeland management kind of things, but this is really where the intersection of it all. Farmers and ranchers, they need money, and the way that you're going to connect with them is through helping them get funding, and that's going to really transform how our food systems evolve.
And it's like being very strategic then on how you find those people, right? Mm-hmm. And instead of just like, oh, like I'm going to teach a grant writing workshop, like, no, you're teaching a grant writing for farmer grants, where to find farmer grants. Like, you're being very specific, and I think that's so important, and it's helping you also connect with more clients so then you can reach your mission, right, of raising money to help this movement grow.
Yeah, for sure, because at these kinds of events, it's like seeking and connecting with the other people who are also trying to find where to get this capital, also trying to educate the people who have the capital on why we need it to go here. So LinkedIn has really been the big platform to find the people that are sincerely doing these things, not just talking or promoting. We're really trying to solve problems on LinkedIn, which has been awesome. It's a good network.
Mm-hmm. I love following you on LinkedIn and seeing all your posts and things. Oh. I love it. And in your area, like, you really are making a change. And so a lot of you guys out there who might be listening might think like, okay, I like want to go volunteer for a cause area I'm really passionate about, or I want to start a nonprofit because I'm passionate about that, or I want to do this or do the work inside. And those are all great things to do. But as a grant writer, what you found and what most grant writers find is, whoa, I can like still see the work and be a part of it, but raising the money is such an important part of real momentum and real impact too, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And on that note too, because everyone's kind of got new ideas and things that they want to do, but I just want to encourage people listening with that in mind to go see what is already out there and see where you can connect with local organizations and people in them that may already have these ideas. Maybe you can branch out of the existing nonprofit to start something Because it's, I think the world is getting so diluted. We've got so many pieces going on. And as grant writers, we can see that we are stronger if we pull our resources together. We don't reinvent the wheel. If we can have many organizations, or like, for example, I'm talking with people about farmers and ranchers that might be in a local region, and they're trying to do the same sort of project, maybe like create a composting effort. And so instead of trying to create your own, see who else is out there, and or if you're trying to get funding for it, see what aspect can this organization help you with, what can you bring, get all those names on the grant application and work together. And this is extremely important just for life, but also something that as I'm growing and trying to think of how I can be more effective towards the movement, how can I be a leader in making that take shape, making these collaborations happen as people come to me with these questions and ideas. Yeah. And it's so exciting. And yeah.
I love that. I love that so much. So yeah, so before we wrap up today, we definitely, you guys can find Elena in the show notes, but also in the mentorship program, then you've been in it for a couple of years. I love it. I love that you've like started your business with us and you've grown your business now to 1.3 million and received grants. You have a 747% average ROI. You've been able to build your business to over 100,000 per year. Like, what are some main takeaways? Like, those are great milestones and numbers, but like, what are, have been some of the main takeaways from the mentorship program that have really helped you drive that business forward?
Yeah, main takeaways from the mentorship. Definitely a big one is just having a group to talk it out with is a big one. It's scary being out there on your own, and it's, but even if you have your own niche that you work in, it can be hard to go to business experts that can help you build your business, but they don't understand your business. So specifically, having a group that can speak your language, that's a big one, a big takeaway that's been helpful and I've been grateful for. And the other aspect I would say is not being afraid to take those big steps. We've been talking about the hiring process lately, and having people to hear how they're going through the process of hiring their first person, or maybe they're a couple people in with hiring. And so when you're able to hear people on the other side of it and what they've been learning through that process, or some of the systems that they've implemented, then it helps you to increase your confidence in going forward with that. So yeah, I think those have been some big takeaways. I think there's more, but that's what I think of.
I love it. I love that you're always on every call that we have, because we have our live group coaching calls, and you're always like, hey, I got a question, I want some feedback. And I love that, because that's where you're going to get the most out of the program, right? Is when start asking specific questions about your business to get feedback. And like you said, a lot of times it's about like, I'm working on this grant, I ran into this issue, what have we done? And because it's in the lane, like you said, it's not like, we're not, you know, just overall a business kind of accelerator, but we're a grant professional accelerator. So we understand what you're doing and your skills, as well as business development, right? Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, definitely. Like, where else would I be able to go? Maybe a grant professional association, like asking those questions. But otherwise, right away, if I need something immediately pertinent that week, that month,
it's so in the Slack channel. That.
Yeah, in the Slack channel. Yes, definitely. Yes. Like my hotline.
I love it. So. I'm really happy that you've been able to like really dive in. I'm so excited to be a part of your journey. Like, this is because I kind of feel a little bit, I'm a part of that movement too, because I could just, right? So, and just like, congrats on what you're doing. Like, your business is so amazing. You, Elena, have made such an impact in the world already, and it's just going to keep like growing in leaps and bounds. So yay. Well,
thank you. Yes.
And so where can folks find you that are listening out there?
Yes. So I mentioned our Return to the Land Substack. That's our newsletter. So if you're, this is kind of your pudding, definitely hop in there and subscribe. We are also on refontventures.com, and that's refont with a silent E at the end. And I have a contact form at the bottom of that, our homepage. So you can definitely reach out on the website there. Yeah, if you're looking for grant writing services or also booking a consultation, we have those two links at the top of the homepage there. So
So they can go through your funnel to see like, okay, we're going to answer these questions to see if we're a good fit, and then they'll move to the next process with you, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So it, yeah, usually larger organizations looking for kind of these longer term relationships with a grant writer, that would definitely be our accelerator program application. If you're just kind of trying to figure out the waters and see what your first step in getting your toes wet with grant writing, book a consultation. We can provide you some complimentary resources or lead you towards some of the resources that we also have in our Refont store, which are also available there. So
yeah, so much you've done in 2 years. Well, look, you've got all the grant writing that you've done, the webinars, the newsletter, the resources. Like, yeah, this is amazing. You guys will definitely, anything that you're doing in agricultural, you know, the realm of that, definitely link up with Elena, because that is like, you need money to drive forward your mission, right?
Yeah.
You need it. You need somebody who understands your specific cause area and the language. Like, there's a lot of scientific language that goes into your grants and everything. I've looked at them. I've done it before and I get it.
Yes.
So you want someone who has a background in that too.
Yeah. And the network too, the network to connect you with, because it's all about partners. So, so we're pretty highly connected and have been building networks. And so it's helpful. Yeah.
Love it. Well, thanks again for coming on the Grant Writing and Funding podcast. Thank you for being in the Grant Professional Mentorship. And we look forward to continue being a part of your journey and seeing all that you're doing. So,
Thank you, Holly.
Yeah, we'll talk to you.
Okay.
I hope you enjoyed today's podcast episode with Elena Michaels of Refont Ventures. Super awesome. I love how she's been able to really niche down and all of the support she's gotten in that from the Grant Professional Mentorship. For all of today's show notes, go to grantwritingandfunding.com/315. You can also see how to get on the waitlist for the Grant Professional Mentorship or the Freelance Grant Writer Academy, and of course, how to reach out to Elena. And while you're over at grantwritingandfunding.com, please do join our Hub Haven, our Stress-Free Nuggets weekly email newsletter series, where you're gonna get emails every single week from about our podcast, about things going on when we actually open the doors toward the Academy or the mentorship, as well as our weekly Stress-Free Nuggets, all about grant writing, all about freelance grant writing. You are going to want to join. So just jump over to grantwritingandfunding.com. All right. And if you love this podcast, like I ask every single week, please do me a favor, subscribe to the podcast and share it with people. Share it. If you're loving this stuff and you're like, I know other people that love this stuff, go ahead and share it. And make sure you leave a review on your podcast player, as that does help other people find the podcast. All right, y'all. I'll see you next week on another episode of the Grant Writing and Funding Podcast.